Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Take your Bible, shake it all about, let's make a statement. Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I can do what he says I can do. To receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the question I'm going to ask you, or a lot of you are asking, because some of us are in situations where we feel we're in that box, we're squeezed, we feel there's a spirit of Python, and there is a demonic spirit called Python that is a restricting spirit. He seems to block all the wells, and he seems to block all the blessings, and you feel restricted, and you've got so many things happening in your life, you feel you can't breathe. That's a spirit. But God said he's going to give us wells we didn't dig. He's going to give us houses we didn't build. He's going to give us vineyards we did not plant. Can God do it? Will God do it? We're living testimony. Amen. I'm from South Africa. Came here with two suitcases and that's it. And in 19 years, God's done all of this. It cannot be me. Amen. And if God can do it for me and you're on the same line, he'll do it for you. So there is nothing that is impossible with God. Tell your neighbor, say, nothing is impossible. Amen. And for the radio listeners, if you're listening by way of radio or TV or the internet, you need to claim that as well. There is nothing too difficult for God to do for your life. He will do it for each and every one of us. Amen. And so tonight we are doing part three of, can and will God truly supply my every need? Can he do it and will he do it? You see, what it says there, the scripture, God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. If I said to you right now, how many of you believe that God is able to do anything? You're all going to say, yes. Amen. How many of you believe God can do anything? Amen. Now, a lot of people believe that, but they're not sure, will God do anything for me? That's where we have a breakdown. We believe he can, but we don't know if he wants to. Amen. And we looked at scripture before when the leper came to Jesus and said, I know you can heal me, but will you? And Jesus put his hand on him and said, I will. Just settle it in your life once and for all. It's not according to your works. It's not according to your looks. It's not according to the education you have. It's not according to where you were born. It's according to, are you a child of God? And if you are, then God will do it. Amen. If you are a child of God, he'll do it. I've got two kids. I'll do anything for them. I want to see them advance. I want to see them better. I want them to get more than I've ever had. I want them to exceed me a million times. That's how men are. Fathers are, right? And mothers. Well, God is the ultimate father. He wants to bless each and every one of us. So what happens when I sin? Repent. He doesn't stop loving you. I never stop loving my children if they do something wrong. Do you? If you do, you've got a problem. And God can take the deepest hurt, the deepest fear. Because when we read there, and we all know Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply, listen, all and every single one of your needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, we immediately think money. But that's not my every need. That's not, you know, with this building, we're not even concerned with money today. We've got bigger concerns, other things. It's not even the money concern anymore. We've come from grade school and we've come up and sandbox and all that and we're coming up and each season gets higher and higher for God. All you've got to do is what he says in Isaiah 1:19, be willing and obedient, willing and obedient. Isaiah 1:19, be willing and obedient and you shall eat the good of the land. If you're willing and obedient, he said you will eat the good of the land. And so God's not just, when he says he'll supply you every need, it's just money, money, money. You need healing. That's a need. He'll supply it. You need peace. That's a need. He'll supply it. You need to sleep at night. That is a need. He'll supply. You need children. He'll supply them. You have got a God that will supply your every need. And not according to what you think, but according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So no matter where you're at today, no matter what your situation, no matter where you are, what you're doing, God's got better and bigger for you. All you've got to do is trust him, believe him, and grab it. Can you say amen? Amen. And so go to Genesis 22. And as part of the covenant, how many of you know, when you got saved, if you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you got into a covenant, a brand new covenant. You've heard the old covenant and the new covenant. Old Testament, New Testament. Old will, new will. My will and testament, correct? And so it's a covenant. We're talking covenant. Everyone say covenant. Say it loud, covenant. Let's get some feeling in this thing here today, okay? We want believers to speak it out. And part of the covenant that God's made, which he made with Abraham in the beginning, God offered to protect, to provide, and to prosper Abraham. When he made that covenant with Abraham, he offered him, in this covenant, I will protect you, I'll provide for you, and I will also prosper you. Abraham became one of the richest men. He was the richest man in the world at the time. How many of you know that's true? He was the richest man on the planet, Abraham, because he was in covenant with God. He was extremely healthy because he had a baby at the age of 100. Come on, his wife was 90 when she had a child. So they were obviously healthy. And he was very wealthy because he had servants and camels and Mercedes Benzes and you name them. Amen. He also had horses. That's a camel called Humphrey. Anyway, you'll get that later when I'm gone. Genesis 22, are you there? Yes. Now listen, I'm speaking to you, each one of you. Say, you're talking to me. God is speaking to you. Don't think it would be great for so-and-so to hear this, or so-and-so needs to hear this message. Who's here? You're here. Who's this word for? You. Now it's up to you to receive God's blessings and his love or to reject it. A lot of people reject the biggest blessing of all, Jesus. They say, I'm atheist and Jesus is not the only way. They reject Christ, the greatest blessing of all. And many people sitting in churches reject the word that brings a blessing. So you need to accept it. Amen. As long as it's the word of God. Genesis 22, verse 16. Look what it says in verse 16. By myself, on the basis of who I am, this is God speaking, by myself and on the basis of who I am, I have sworn an oath, declares who? Declares the Lord. Now, God cannot lie. The Bible says he's not a man that he should lie. Is that correct? So he's made an oath right over here. Oh, my goodness. Declares the Lord that since you have done this thing, you have not withheld from me your son, your only son of promise. In other words, Abraham was asked to sacrifice Isaac to God. And the reason for that was God needed to make a covenant so he could sacrifice his son, Jesus, in the world. Amen. But he needed someone to cut a covenant with him. So he says to Abraham, take Isaac up to Mount Moriah and go and offer him as a sacrifice to me. So Abraham obviously did that. We know the story, he did that. And the angel stopped him as he was about to plunge the dagger into his son. It was into Isaac. He was about to plunge the dagger into him. And God stopped him and said, now I've seen that you will do whatever I ask of you. And I know that. So he created a covenant with Abraham for that reason. Now watch here. Verse 17. He says, because you've done this, indeed, I will greatly bless you. And I will greatly multiply your descendants like the stars of the heavens and like the sand on the seashore. And your seed, everyone say seed. Seed. Your seed shall possess the gate of the enemies as conquerors. Wow, there's a lot in there. He says, I will greatly bless you. I will greatly bless you. Remember, Jesus came, he said, I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Is that not what he said? Yeah, God, he's just following what God said. Right? I will greatly bless you and I will greatly multiply your descendants like the stars of the heavens and like the sand on the seashore. Wow. And your seed All your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies as conquerors. In other words, the enemy will come in seven one way, but they'll flee out seven different ways. The enemy will come against you, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because you're a child of God. You're in covenant with God, right? Oh, but that's Abraham. He was a Hebrew. But he said, your seed. We're going to keep looking, all right? Verse 18, through your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Through your seed, all the nations of the earth. All the nations of the earth, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Not just Israel, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Are you in a nation in the earth? Yes. Well, how's he going to bless you? He said your seed. But then he says, all the nations through you will be blessed. Because anyone who received Jesus as Lord and Savior gets grafted in to the covenant that Abraham created with God. So God, now watch this. He pledged to Abraham the availability of heaven's every resource. But who else did he promise it to? In Ephesians 1:3, the Bible says, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Do you know Galatians 4:7 says, I'm no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. And a joint heir together with Christ. You're no longer a servant, you're a son. He says, those who believed in Jesus gave you the power for them to become the children of God. Those who believed in Jesus, anybody, anywhere, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, Jew, Greek, slave, free, makes no difference, whosoever believes in him should not perish but have life everlasting. Amen. The covenant that Abraham cut with God afforded God the Father to get Jesus and gave him the opportunity to bring Jesus in to die as a sacrificial offering for all of humankind. When they receive him, they get in on the covenant. We all got this, right? Yeah. We do know this stuff. I've taught this for many years. All right. But now he says right there, he pledges to Abraham that he's going to prosper him and every resource of heaven is available to him. But then he also promises it not only to Abraham, but to his seed. Say to Abraham's seed. Abraham's seed. He promises it to the seed, right? Is there a scripture, it might even go Matthew 18 or 18:18 first of all, says, whatsoever you bind in the earth, I will bind it in heaven. Whatsoever you loose in the earth, I will loose it in heaven. Is that correct? Where two of you agree, as touching anything in the earth that they ask my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done unto you by my Father which is in heaven. That's verse 19. And verse 20 says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in their midst. Amen. Correct. But you will bind and you will loose. Amen. You're a seed of Abraham. Watch this. Galatians 3, verse 29. It says here, and now that you belong to Christ, everyone say, I belong to Christ. You see, if you're born again, you belong to Christ. Now watch what he says here. And now that you belong to Christ, you are what? The true children or the true seed of who?
Abraham.
Ooh, so where he said to Abraham and his seed, oh, now you're showing me, God, that I'm actually born again because I belong to Christ now by receiving his work. I'm now the seed of Abraham, and therefore you are his heirs, and God's promise, the same ones that he gave to Abraham, belong to you now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Are you new to the Palm City area, don't have a church home, or haven't been to church in a while? LifePoint Church is a non-denominational church with worship and teaching similar to Hillsong Australia, and we are saving a seat for you. Come and see LifePoint Church. Great worship, biblical teaching, and powerful relationships. Find out more